Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're looking at concerning measles vaccination trends, a key FDA approval in pediatric dermatology, and AbbVie's latest investment in U.S. manufacturing. New data show that measles vaccination rates remain well below the herd immunity threshold, raising concerns about the risk of outbreaks. Public health officials warn that coverage gaps are leaving communities vulnerable to a disease that had once been nearly eliminated in the United States. Experts point to misinformation, access challenges, and vaccine fatigue as contributing factors, and are calling for stronger outreach to boost immunization rates. In regulatory news, the FDA has approved guselkumab for children ages 6 and older with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, or active psoriatic arthritis. This marks the first approval of an IL-23 inhibitor for pediatric patients in these conditions. Clinical trial results showed significant improvements in skin clearance and symptom control, giving families and providers an important new treatment option. Lastly, in manufacturing, AbbVie has broken ground on a new active pharmaceutical ingredient facility in Illinois. The $200 million plus project is designed to expand domestic production capacity and support AbbVie's growing pipeline. Company leaders say the site will play a key role in strengthening supply chain resilience and ensuring reliable access to critical therapies. From lagging measles vaccine coverage to new pediatric treatment approvals and major investments in U.S. manufacturing, these stories underscore the mix of challenges and progress shaping pharma today. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.